Here on The Mark White Show, we're finding ways to make a difference, and we're looking for opportunities to make an impact on our communities. Whether in Alabama, across the country, or around the world, we can all make a difference. And it starts by taking that first step.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I'm glad that you could join us as I have a very special conversation coming up with two special ladies, with Shanda Tripp and Charlene Tilton. Now, Shanda Tripp, she's the CEO of Love from Music City. And then Charlene Tilton, she's an actress. And I do recall the show Dallas because my stepmother used to record Dallas and Falcon Crest on VHS tapes. So that's my history of Dallas and Falcon Crest. But welcome to The Mark White Show, Shanda Tripp and Charlene Tilton.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
We are glad to be here.
Glad to have both of you. And this has been a very special week through The Mark White Show as I have covered foster care, foster children. I have a young lady over in Rogersville, Alabama. Her name's Jalen Owens, and she has organized this massive fundraiser. The goal is $25,000 over in Rogersville, Alabama. She's not even 10 years old yet, but she started when she was 6 years old to try to help foster kids in Lauderdale County, Alabama, to have Christmas presents. And so this ties in perfectly as we think about kids in Middle Tennessee, as well as beyond that area, and supporting the 5th annual Love from Music City Gala on October the 5th.
Yes, that's amazing. I'd love to meet her. That's wonderful. Wow. 16 years old and doing that, isn't that great? But yeah, we have the same vision. We are trying to raise money for foster care children in Middle Tennessee, as well as orphans abroad. We have three orphanages in the nation of Haiti. And so the money benefits those children and the children right here.
When we think about these young people, and I was amazed, as I mentioned, with Jalen and her concern for these children, when it comes to having caretakers, people that love them, let them know that they care about them. It's so important that we catch these young people at a very young age and let them know that they do matter.
That's exactly right. I like to tell people that I am fighting crime. I'm fighting drug addiction. I'm fighting homelessness. I'm fighting every kind of prostitution, theft, because if we can catch them when they're young and save them before they go into a life of crime and addiction. So many children go, we call it from the cradle to the grave. They go from foster care into prison. And the government takes care of them their entire life. And that's why I would rather love a child and help a child, let them know that they matter, rather than try and rehab someone after they've been through all of this horrible stuff and then possibly turn to a life of crime or homelessness, whatever. To let a child know they matter is truly our core value and our purpose in what we're doing.
Shanda, Music City has a 50-year legacy of feeding and clothing orphans across the globe. As you mentioned, in Haiti this year, we're concerned about those young people. And then 10 years of including local Middle Tennessee foster care children. I want you to be able to share about Love from Music City and how this effort got started.
Well, I was raised on the mission field to Old Mexico and Haiti. My parents were missionaries my whole life. I was 3 months old the first time I went to Haiti. We had a home in Haiti, still do, and a home in Mexico. So I guess you could say I'm carrying on the family business. I was just raised helping others. It's the best life you could ever live, by the way. And as I have gotten older and learned that my assignment, I believe, in life is the orphan. Well, in America, we call orphans foster care children, but the definition is still the same. There is no adult who is legally taking care of this child. And so that's what opened the door to show me that we had an orphan right here on our doorstep. And it is so overlooked. In Tennessee alone, we have over 9,000 foster care children, and we only have about 6,000 foster care homes. So people need to open our eyes, and if everyone would do our part, do something, we could make a difference.
It's interesting, Shanda, that you mentioned mission work growing up. My grandfather, he was a preacher. He raised me. And I don't know who would have taken care of me if my grandparents hadn't taken me in as a young person, but I went to Mexico with him as a child, and he was helping preachers in those areas, and I would travel with him as well. And I have connections as well through that type of mission work. Understand, you know, that beyond our own borders, we have a problem, and those children do matter, and we need to be concerned with them, find ways and opportunities to help them. And what an amazing event this year to be able to come together with some amazing talent to raise funds for this effort.
Yes. Well, maybe I'll let Charlene talk, but I'll just mention Tuesday, October the 5th, 2021, starts at 6 p.m. and it is located at Cherokee Dock, which is also known, formerly known as Reba McEntire's Estate. And our VIP experience will be in Reba's former mansion, which is very exciting. And general admission tickets are $125, VIP are $250, and you can go to lovefrommusiccity.org to get your tickets. And the something, though, that everybody can do, no matter where you live, is you can sign up for our online auction. We have lots of memorabilia in it. It's just amazing. And so anyone can get involved by participating in the auction, but tickets are still available until Friday.
And Charlene, speaking of involvement, you have your own daughter, Cherish Lee, joining you, as well as Pam Tillis, T. Graham Brown, J.D. Shelburne, Buddy Jewell, Marty Rabin. I was able to talk to Marty just a few weeks ago in Tuscumbia, Alabama, Devon O'Day, and you yourself, Charlene Tilton, along with Crystal Gale, who's going to receive the Bill Anderson Icon Award. What a special event there, too.
It's a very, very special event on Tuesday, October 5th, which is very exciting. And if you are not in the Tennessee area, Lebanon, Tennessee area, and you can't make it, as Shanda was saying, we do have an online auction that will go worldwide. We have Christmas is coming. Okay, we've got some amazing, wonderful, one-of-a-kind items. We have a signed football helmet by Tim Tebow, a guitar signed by Miranda Lambert. We have vacation stays. We have a photograph by world-renowned photographer Steve Shapiro of Barbra Streisand. And he has a never-before-published photograph of Barbra Streisand that he himself has signed. It is an iconic photo. And anyway, we have a lot of wonderful, one-of-a-kind things at this online auction at loveformusiccity.org, loveformusiccity.com. So if you're not able to get to the event, at least participate and check out the auction, because that's going to be an incredible thing. And you will be helping these foster care children. I was raised in foster homes from the age of 5 to 8 years old. So I know firsthand the need that these kids, they need to be loved. They need to be told they matter, that they are not a mistake, that their lives are important, that God has a plan for them. And that's what Love for Music City does. It's very, very exciting.
Right now, I'm talking to Charlene Tilton and Shanda Tripp. Now, Shanda is the CEO of Love for Music City. We're talking about a very special event that's coming up next week, very quickly, October the 5th. And we're looking forward to that event as it's the 5th annual Love for Music City Gala. We're looking forward to a further conversation in the next segment. Will you stick with me as we take a quick break?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
All right. Folks, we'll continue to talk to Charlene and Shanda when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is John from John's Ricky Stock. I love the Mark White Show.
Trust your mind.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have these two very special guests on the line with me right now. They are Charlene Tilton and Shanda Tripp, and we're talking about a very special event that's coming up on October the 5th. It's the 5th annual Love from Music City Gala, and I have CEO Shanda Tripp and Charlene Tilton, who is an actress known for playing on the TV show Dallas. As I mentioned, my stepmom, she recorded those episodes on VHS. I recall how much she was into Dallas, but that's my memory of Dallas and even that show Falcon Crest. I believe they ran at the same time. Is that right, Charlene?
Yes. Falcon Crest came on after Dallas. I was fortunate enough to be on Dallas. I was 17 years old when I started the show. I played Lucy Ewing, Aunt JR's niece, and we were number one in like 190 countries simultaneously. So it was quite a worldwide phenomenon. And now with the pandemic, Amazon Prime is rerunning the shows and people are discovering it for the first time and revisiting it. So it's got a whole new resurgence on Amazon Prime. They'll figure.
Well, you know, we're here to talk about the 5th annual Love from Music City Gala. But I also, Charlene, wanted to give you an opportunity as we talk about another very special organization, and it's Actors for Autism. And I know that that's something that's close to your heart, and I've covered the subject of autism because it's close to my heart as well, and wanted to give you an opportunity to share about that.
Yes, I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I moved to Nashville 5 years ago, but for 8 years in Los Angeles, through the organization Actors for Autism, I was able to teach acting classes to children on the autism spectrum. And it was quite an amazing opportunity for me to go every week and just with acting exercises, just some of them very rudimentary acting exercises. I was able to watch these kids who were nonverbal or different things and watch them grow over that 8 years where they are now fine in social settings. They're doing their own, making their own films, and they were acting out scenes and writing and doing all kinds of things. So what a blessing that I had to just through acting exercises help these kids. And I loved it. And I'm hoping to get Actors for Autism up and running in Nashville too at some point.
That would be great. And I think the theme of this is compassion, love, kindness. As we think about this event coming up, Shanda, and we think about the generous support of those who contribute, amazing people who step up to the plate and say, yes, I want to help foster children in Middle Tennessee and beyond. What do you say to those people who have a heart like this, who want to support an effort like this?
Well, the first thing I say is thank you. I'm so thankful for our sponsors. Let me just say Springer Mountain Farms Chicken, the Dottie Frist Foundation, many, 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 as well as our celebrity guests, that everyone who's coming, everyone is doing it as a donation. No one is being paid a big amount. Right, Charlene? You wish you're being paid?
No. You can't be paid.
But everyone is so generous. And here's the thing. I think a lot of times people know something needs to be done, but they don't know what to do. I think people look at the foster care system in America and they see that it's broken, but it's so big that you're like, I don't know where to start.
Yes.
Well, start with one. Help a child. Buy a toy for a child this Christmas. Get involved. If maybe there's a child at your community center, your church, your wherever you socially gather. They're not there. You've heard they're in foster care. Well, where are they at? What's happening with them? Who's got them? Are they being taken care of? Do they have the school supplies that they need? Do they have a bedding that they need? Just, you know, we got to come out of this, say nothing, see nothing, say nothing. You know, we got to open our eyes, be aware of what's going on, and start saying something, following up, just putting some legs on your care. Lots of people care, but it's frustrating when action isn't taken. So I'm out here. Charlene's helping me. I got a lot of people helping me, frankly. And we're trying to make a difference in foster care. I'm determined to change foster care nationwide. And I need your help. Well, I can't do it by myself. I'm willing to try, but we need your help.
No, it takes a lot of people.
It takes a lot of people.
And I will tell you, the thing that I have loved watching this over the last 5 years, these children here in Middle Tennessee, they do not get anything used. They get everything is brand new. It's a price tag. Well, not with the tags. We don't give them. Right. Everything is brand new. Backpacks. So they have their own bags. They're not carrying their belongings in a trash bag. They have their own backpacks. They get to pick out their own school clothes. Every different area has different sizes. They get to pick out their own shoes, their own toys. Every section is age appropriate, and they get to pick out all their own things, and everything is brand new. So Shanda has worked so hard, like she said, with a lot of people helping her and some wonderful sponsors. So we're
looking for more. Yeah, we're thankful, but we need your help. And thank you, Mark, for giving us this opportunity to let our request be made known. We need people to get involved. And one way is by getting your ticket and coming to the gala. Another way would be simply by participating in the auction. Or guess what? We still take donations. We like just you can run that credit card, push that button, and make a donation and make a difference. And we are trying to raise $100,000 is our goal for the gala this year.
That is great. And Charlene, I appreciate the fact that you brought up the fact that the quality of the items that the young people get, I want people to have the best that they can. And if you want to show somebody you care, you give them your best when it's time to help them.
That's it. It stems back to being raised in a missionary's home. We called it the mission barrel. People would want to give us their old junk and feel like they're doing something good, right? And I don't remember my parents complaining about it, but I got tired of stuff that smelled like cigarette and was chewed on by a dog, you know.
Yes.
And think they're doing something good. Well, a child has already been through trauma, significant trauma, if they've ended up in foster care. So they are already struggling with rejection, value issues, self-esteem. Who knows, to be honest, okay? So then here where organization or XYZ comes along to help said foster child and you want to just give them old stuff, it's like it just adds to the devaluing. Now, if that's the best you can do and you help the child, by all means, I applaud you for your effort.
Right.
But we have made a determination. I'm not trying to, you know, throw anybody under the bus, but we made a determination at Love for Music City. We only give our best. We only give brand new items. When we give a child, we call it a love pack is our main initiative, Mark. And this is something that we are working with and through DCS. It's a love pack, and it has a T-shirt, it has pajama bottoms, it has hygiene items in it, and that bag, it's a large bag, it's given to the foster child the night they come in the home. Usually, when a child is taken from their home, sometimes it's a crime scene, sometimes maybe a parent was drinking and driving, and they were taken from the car, so then they end up at DCS, and they have literally nothing. They have no clothes, no toothbrush, they have nothing. Then they take them to, if they get into a foster home that night, well, the foster parent wants them to take a shower, clean up, and a lot of times they have nothing to put on, so they will then wear these misfit clothes from someone else in the household. So that is why we give a T-shirt and a pajama bottoms, because you can sleep in a T-shirt. I sleep in a T-shirt myself, or you could wear it in public. So that is our main initiative, to get a love pack into every child's hand. And that love pack, we believe and we've been told that it gives the child value when they're handed that new bag with items to get through the night on the most traumatic, probably the most traumatic night of their life. We're trying to let them know that they do matter and we care. There are people who care who work to put this bag in your hand.
Shanda, you don't know how much I appreciate you saying this, because in my former life, I was a police officer, and there were so many times that I was put in a position, just as you're explaining, where I had a young person with me and I wanted to do the very best I could. I was very limited in resources. And if you don't have something like this in place, those young people are really ill-equipped to move forward.
That's it. Not to mention they're a child. You know, Charlene can tell us, but here you are, a child being thrown into crazy circumstances with strangers that you don't know. And by the way, thank you for being a policeman. And people like you, policemen, DCS workers, social workers, crime scene detectives, all this, they do the best they can. But what do you do? You know, you're just running a call and now you have a child. That's our main initiative and what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. Well, we're here to help today, and I want people again to know how to connect with Love from Music City. This is such an amazing effort, and I applaud you and everyone who has decided to be a part of this, and I'm so glad that me and my wife can be a part of this year. We're going to be traveling up there to Lebanon, so we're excited about being a part of this and trying to help these young people, these children.
Yeah, I heard you're going to be out there on the red carpet. Is that right?
That's right. I went over to a thrift store. I didn't have a black suit. I found one black suit. I went to three different places. My seven-year-old daughter took a picture of me, and I sent it to my wife because she's a seamstress. She said, I can work with that. She's making a new dress herself, and she's working on my suit. So I'm pretty excited, actually. I'm glad to be a part of this and to have my wife join me and my seven-year-old daughter as well.
Well, we appreciate you coming. And can't thank wait you to for meet the effort. You. And thank you for doing this interview today and helping us get the word out.
And lovefrommusiccity.org. Everybody go to lovefrommusiccity.org.
And I have already liked the page, and I encourage people to go on Facebook, find a way to support. If you want to email Shanda Tripp, you can go to lovefrommusiccitytn@gmail.com. And looking forward to this very special event on October 5th, the 5th annual Love from Music City Gala. Thank you so much, Shanda and Charlene, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you, sir. It has been a pleasure.
God bless.
God bless you both. Bye. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you're encouraged by the show today and will share it with your friends, your family, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, y'all. This is Wiggles with Wiggles World in Texas. And I just wanted to remind y'all, no matter what age you are, you can always make a difference. A little smile can brighten up anybody's day no matter what. You're listening to The Mark White Show.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something.